Hey friends, it's Mr. Jim and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. If this is your first time, welcome to the family. We are the podcast that turns your ideas into an amazing adventure every single day. You know, we couldn't even exist without imaginations from kids just like you. So if you have an idea for a story, I'd love to see it. Check down in the show notes below for how you can submit your own story idea and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And parents, if you're new to kids podcasting, I want to challenge you to listen to podcasting for 5 days in a row with your kids. It's going to increase their imagination, decrease screen time, and we're going to have a lot of fun along the way. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! Enzo and Nova struggled to free themselves from the gigantic tentacles wrapped around them. They were both suctioned in place on giant suckers, and no amount of wiggling could free them.
"Let us go!"
yelled Enzo as the tentacles soared out from inside of the cave and up toward a giant pair of eyeballs.
"The size of beach umbrellas. Holy smokes.
Those are some big eyes.
Do you think they need glasses? Like, what happens if..."
No. We're not talking about glasses.
"Nova and Enzo are stuck."
They were still clutching the treasure they had found deep in the cave. Jimmy the Kraken lifted his tentacles toward his face so he could see what was poking him from inside his cave. He thought that maybe some crabs had scuttled in while he went out for lunch, but they were much too large. He focused his humongous eyes on the two creatures in his clutches.
"Scuba divers, how did you find my cave?"
he boomed at Enzo and Nova. Bubbles angrily escaped from his beak as he spoke.
"We didn't know it was your cave,"
Nova squeaked.
"We really didn't. We only went in for the treasure," Enzo added.
"Treasure!"
shouted the Kraken. He saw the gold and jewels in their arms.
"That's my treasure."
Jimmy the Kraken flipped his tentacles around, turning Enzo and Nova upside down, trying to shake the treasure loose. Gold coins and some jewels fell, but they held on tight to the rest.
"Let go of my treasure!"
Jimmy shouted.
"Put us down first!"
Enzo shouted back. He didn't want to risk giving up the treasure and still being kept as the Kraken's pet. Jimmy the Kraken stopped shaking the scuba divers and released them from his suctions. But instead of staying and dropping the treasure,
they began to swim away fast. "Let's get out of here!"
yelled Enzo.
"Swim faster!"
shrieked Nova. The scuba divers swam as fast as their flippers could carry them. They raced through the seaweed, under schools of fish, and over colorful coral. The whole way, the arms and tentacles of the Kraken chased right behind them, grabbing at their flippers and just missing.
"He's gonna catch us! Come on, let's just give him back his treasure!"
yelled Nova.
"No way! It's not his! It's lost pirate treasure!" shouted Enzo. "Where does a Kraken get golden crowns and cups from anyway?"
Nova thought Enzo made a good point, but they couldn't keep swimming forever.
"I'm getting tired. He's gonna catch us sooner or later."
"Just go a little further. I have a plan." They kept swimming until they reached the coral reef, where they first entered the water. Coral of all shapes and sizes bloomed from the sandy ocean floor. There was long twisty coral, coral arches, and loops. Just enough twists and turns to possibly trap the tentacles of a treasure-chasing Kraken.
"Hide in the coral!"
Nova told Enzo.
Enzo dove behind a spiky ball of coral while Nova hid behind some coral branches. Within seconds, Jimmy the Kraken's long arms began to wind through the coral reef, searching for them.
I know you're in there, little scuba divers.
One of Jimmy's tentacles curled around the coral branches in front of Nova and reached for her flipper. The other tentacle floated over the spiky coral ball, hiding Enzo.
Ah!
They screamed and began to swim around wildly. They zipped in and out of the coral forest, with all eight of Jimmy's arms following them. Then, Jimmy growled in anger. And his tentacles were no longer chasing them. They snuck a peek and saw that his legs were knotted and tied throughout the coral in a big, tangled mess. Enzo and Nova swam up to get a better view, coming face to face with the Kraken's large eyes.
Give me back my treasure!
He yelled angrily. It's not your treasure. It's lost pirate treasure, Enzo said. Jimmy's large eyes squinted grumpily as he tried to untangle himself and pull his legs loose.
I'll get you, scuba divers!
Enzo and Nova didn't waste another moment. They swam away as fast as they could. As they reached the surface, Enzo turned back one more time and saw the Kraken had untangled two tentacles and was stretching them up as high as he could reach.
Drive!
They shrieked to the boat captain as they climbed aboard. The boat drove and sped over the waves and didn't stop until they reached the dock. Enzo and Nova got out of the boat and sat down on the beach, holding their treasure. They looked out toward the ocean. Could have sworn they saw tentacles poking out of the surface in the distance before disappearing once more. The end.
Wow, do you think you would be brave enough to go on a scuba diving adventure, go inside of a cave, and then take treasure from a Kraken?
I don't know, that's pretty intense, but wow. I'm excited about Enzo and Nova, because even though this story may be over, I think it's just the beginning of their amazing, brave adventures that lie ahead. The end.
Great job. You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts.
I want to say hey to Cooper from Tennessee, Evan from Chicago, Evie and Mac from Virginia, Prisha from India, Harry from Massachusetts, Adelaide and Graham from Virginia, Luca from Rhode Island, and Leo from Florida. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family. We could not have this much fun with imagination without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I'll see you on our next adventure. Bye!